Some of the common messages were that both sides reiterated the need for both sides to consider quite carefully the views of people who live and work in the Columbia River Basin on both sides of the border, as well as they reviewed treaty hydropower planning and Canada-U.S. hydropower operations. It's an opportunity to maximize the benefits for both Canada and the U.S. and share those benefits equitably. And this has always been the foundation of the treaty and needs to continue to be. And we both recognize that there are things that need to be tweaked and after 60 years.